In Tulsa, where President Trump is about to hold his first rally since the virus hit next week, a Whirlpool plant is closing after a rise in cases, but they say they do expect that they will reopen next week. So how much of this is panic porn, as journalist Alex Berenson has called it, and how much of it is real, genuine, founded concern? Here now, Alex Berenson, former New York Times reporter and author of Unreported Truths About COVID-19 and the Lockdowns. He pours through all of this data from across the country, and he joins us now. So is a second panic of a second wave merited, Alex?
So, Martha, we have much to discuss here, and I know we don't have much time, but I do have to say one thing to you very quickly, and that is thank you. Last week, you helped get the word about Unreported Truths out. You told people, and since it came out, which is barely 1 week ago, it has sold about 100,000 copies, and that's on Amazon. That's the only place you can get it. And that tells me that people
good.
Want
well,
the
Well, you're a fair reporter, so I'm glad they're getting to see both sides of the story.
So,
you bet.
So let's talk about the second wave. First of all, I wasn't aware that the panic had ended from the first wave. I thought we'd just been panicking the whole time. But here's what you need to know. Yeah. We keep talking about cases. Cases, in this case, the media is using that to refer to positive test mm-hmm. results. It's not clinically meaningful. What's clinically meaningful is if people wind up in the hospital, if people wind up certainly on ventilators or ICUs, those are dangerous things. The thing that we know about COVID-19, about SARS-CoV-2, is that your risk of getting really sick from it is incredibly dependent on your age. So if we have 1,000 cases in nursing homes, it's very, very different than 1,000 cases at a Whirlpool plant where people are much younger, much less at a college. We don't know where these reports are coming in from. They're not really being age stratified. Mm-hmm. And what we do know is that deaths, and I'll acknowledge that deaths are a lagging indicator, but deaths have fallen by 75% in the last 6 weeks. That's why places like mm-hmm. your competitors are not talking about deaths. They're talking about cases, but we don't actually know.
The rise in cases, yeah. We've also had a lot more testing going on.
That's right.